Guys, how we doing? Finally, home game. It's been a long time.
Look back at some of those long returns that Hester had.
Mm-hmm.
What were the issues?
Well, not very good coverage. We had guys on the ground. Terrible coaching on my part. Every time we've played Hester that we've been successful against them, we've had some wrinkles in there that have thrown off their return game. We've thrown off their blocking scheme, confused them a little bit, and we had some in. They weren't good enough. I got to do a better job, and we got to cover better. We got to keep guys up on their feet. Obviously, it was a slippery surface, but he was running on it too. So absolutely no excuses. We did a poor job. I did a poor job, and we're going to be better next time we play him.
What was your emotional swing like in that, a minute or two of real time?
Yeah. That's the one thing I've always been concerned about, because anytime you score right away like that, which we've done here a few times, the very next play you're covering the next kickoff with a lot of the same guys around the return phase. You know, they're on their return game, the touchdown. So, you know, they look a little bit tired and everything, and we've, you know, talked about calling timeout in the past, but I think there might have been a TV timeout. We were fine there. We got our win back. We should have been fine. But obviously that's a big swing, not only for, you know, special teams, but for our entire team, the entire sideline. I mean, you score, everybody's up. The only thing I'm doing, I'm not celebrating. I'm looking for flags, and I'm getting the field goal team out there for the next play, and then we're getting the kickoff team ready for the very next play, knowing we've got to face Hester. So it's too bad, because those two plays wiped each other out because it set up their touchdown. They didn't score, but obviously it set up the touchdown for them, and then our defense bailed us out on the second one. So to me it was a wash, but it's just one of those things, flying home. If you win, you're not feeling good about it. If you lose, you're feeling awful about the coverage. So we're going to be, we got to be much more improved. We're going to, back to basics, back to fundamentals, throw some wrinkles in there and see what we get.
The service really affect Blair on the kickoffs?
I thought Blair kicked off great. I really did. I expected that from Blair. I mean, what he got, 7-8 deep. He had the one that was to the goal line that we tackled on the 20 to open up the second half was a 4-2 hang time. And our guys were down there. I thought he kicked fine. I really did. I mean, I didn't expect touchbacks on that day because there was no wind, and the air was heavy because there was humidity and it was raining a little bit. So, and their guy wasn't kicking them far either, and he usually kicks touchbacks. So,
what's an average hang time?
For Blair?
4-2. 4-2 was great.
4-2, 4-2-5. But for him, like in the dome, he can go 8-9 deep with a 4-2, 4-3 hang time. That's what we expect from him because he got such a big leg.
Did you change schemes, personnel, or anything between first half and second half?
Because
there was a period there where things got a decent amount better.
Oh yeah, we did. We changed a few guys around. We kept kicking it in the corner, which I should have done after the first one, to cut off the field on him. Problem with that guy is that you got to do a great job of squeezing off the backside and keeping leverage, or you're gonna be in trouble on the backside. You know, the very first one they ran was a counter. It wasn't the scheme. It was Devin. And we had guys on the ground, guys getting pushed by the play, and we just need to do a better job.
Feel fortunate to have Josh Robinson. He chased down a couple of those, right?
You could chase down both of them. And then Marcus Sherrills did a nice job on one. He had the tackle at the 27, and the other one, he slowed him down enough so Josh could make the play. Oh, yeah, I'm very fortunate. That's why, Josh is out there, stopped the big play.
I mean, you guys have talked about, in the past, whether it's Percy or even this year a little bit, Cordero, after a long kickoff return, taking him off the field. Josh, covering that and then having to get out there on defense, is that ever a consideration?
It is on punt. When he covers a punt as a gunner, we'll take him off gunner so he can be rested for defense, but not on kickoff. No, we haven't decided. I mean, we usually get a TV timeout, you get a little bit of a blow there. That's what we're banking on anyway. And Josh is in great shape. And the great thing about our guys, and we've talked about this a lot, fellas, they're high character. They want to win. They're going to do whatever it takes to win. They've never, ever balked at anything we've asked them to do. I've tried to take care of them, but at the end of the day, when you're trying to win a football game, you're going to put your best people out there, and our guys understand that, and they know that, and that's why we've been successful on special teams, and that's why, we'll, as far as I look at it, we won about every other phase. Our net punt was 50, theirs was 37. Our field goal kicker did a great job. Our protection was good. We actually got a tip. Kevin Williams tipped one of their PATs and went through. But he did get some pressure and tipped it. So, I thought we played, other than two long returns, we played a solid football game, a good football game. But obviously you can't throw those out. And I understand that. You guys get that. But, we do have some improvement to make. But there's no panic button. There's a lot of football left to be played. We're going to get after it this weekend and continue to improve. And that's our goal every week.
What was the reaction with your cover team after that Weems play and that scramble? And how many of those guys were aware at the time and just in general about?
Well, they all know the rule. They all know the rule. Anytime the punt team touches it first, the return team could pick it up and run it at no risk. You know, he could have returned it for a touchdown, he could return it for 20 yards, fumbled it, we recovered, and they get the ball back where we touched it first. That's just the rule. But when it went in the end zone, it kind of changed the dynamic. A few guys got a little confused, but that's okay. That's they were just playing. They weren't thinking about it, which is exactly what I wanted to do. It was a very heads-up play by their player. And unfortunately, the ball went in the end zone. I don't think he was trying to knock it in the end zone. It just happened that way. You know, having Josh Robinson, if you would have just fell on it right there, because he was right there and he knows it. He came off the field and said, Coach, I should have just fallen on the ball. And that's what we teach him. And, you know, we could have avoided that and have been a great play for us. It would have been a 63-yard net. But, you know, we like from every situation, and special teams has more unique situations than any other part of football. So you just learn from it and you move on. I mean, our Saturday night meetings, we talk about situational football all the time. It happened at the end of the game with John. And at the we should have gone down on that play, to be quite honest. And it was my fault. I didn't remind him right before the play. We've talked about it, but one of those unique situations that I got to be on top of. I got to do a better job.
Surprised you don't see that more now, because if there's no repercussions, I mean, he could have picked it up or turned it down to the 1 yard line on the other side, and mm-hmm. if he fumbles, it goes back to the
where we touched it first. Yep, first touch. But as soon, what the officials call it is a hanging touchback, because the ball's been touched by us. Okay, if it gets knocked into the end zone or through the end zone like it was, it's a touchback. So the officials call it a hanging touchback, waiting as soon as it goes into the end zone, touchback.
So there's a huge risk of guys going, I mean, you see it all the time, guys going down and throwing the ball back in bounds.
I don't think it's a risk, because we have all our players down there, but you got to react. Detroit did it to us last year. He picked it up, and our guys were there. You know, we play the play through the whistle. That's our goal, and our guys tackled their guy at the 5 yard line a year ago, and we would have tackled Weems at the 2. Had he not fumbled, they would have got the ball right there. And it would have worked out well, but he put the ball into the end zone. And like I said, that's a touchback. It was the correct call. It was a good job by the officials.
What did you think of Jeff kind of bouncing back? And obviously no returns for Devin.
I mean, he hit it well. You know, we were fortunate those balls hit and roll. We had a couple nice hit and rolls, but they count. When you play Devin Hester, I'll take those all day long. So I was real pleased with the way he reacted. He's holding at a high level now. I think he's very confident. And Blair's got more and more confidence in him, so I'm excited about where that group, he, Colin, and Blair are going. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. Have a great day.